Imagine, if you will, your friend lies dying. His injuries are mortal. There is no rescue, no salvation, no hope, only death.
What was it that happened to him, sir?
Of course, you need your context, your motivation. Very good. That is why I selected you. You are all three actors of instinct. You have just seen him suffer a terrible fall, plummeting to his doom from a towering height.
What sort of building was it, sir?
It doesn't matter. I will, of course, be playing the unfortunate victim myself. I'll take my place center stage once I've prepared the special effect.
When I first read it, when it was just you and me, sir, I thought that he was poisoned.
A minor revision to the script. Now, remember, you are each acquainted with him to varying degrees. Susie, your character has only just met this man, but he appears to be the only one who can explain the terrifying situation in which you find yourself. Sylvie, you've encountered him before. He assisted your family. Try not to crumple the velvet as you kneel. And Johnny.
Tommy.
Of course, Tommy. This man has been your mentor a while longer. You will feel his loss most keenly.
Right, sir. Got it, sir.
Wait! Johnny was here this morning. That's why we got Tommy in. Where is Johnny? I can't quite seem to recall.
It does not matter. Actors come and go every day in London. This life is not for everyone.
No, sir. My memory's playing tricks. I swear we did this all this morning. Only different. You wasn't wearing that scarf.
It is an author's prerogative to rewrite the scenes as he sees fit, is it not? The final act is such an important one, you might indulge me several attempts to get it right. Places everybody. I must concentrate to channel the desolation of my oncoming doom. Begin.
Doctor! Doctor!
Doctor?
I have reached my final moments. But the occasion has been prepared for...
No. Please, no. No!
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 Please!
Ah!
Oh! No! No!
Come on, Flip!
Wait up! So, we know the year and the planet, but you need an app on this thing to tell you what shoes to wear. Cobbles?
I beg your pardon? An app?
I knew I should have stuck with trainers.
Don't worry. We'll be indoors soon enough. You're dressed for culture, history, entertainment, all rolled into one.
I've been to the London Dungeon. Oh. It was rubbish. Jack the Ripper tripped over someone's handbag and his wig fell off.
But we don't need to bother with facsimile. This is the real thing. Bona fide Victoriana. Living sights and sounds.
Oh, and it smells. What is this place?
The new Regency Theatre. Oh. Follow me.
Well, don't look very alive to me.
We might have missed the first house, but there'll be some rare talents on display, I'm sure. The music hall offers a cornucopia of variety acts.
What? Like 1890s X Factor? Victorian's Got Talent?
Something similar, yes.
Well, go on then. I'm a sucker for a dog walking on its back legs barking along to Britney Spears.
I was hoping we might catch Marie Lloyd, the Britney of her day. But it seems we are to be denied that pleasure.
Oh, here. There's a notice. Closed for private use, signed the management. Does that say Sago? Isn't that some kind of pudding?
Change of plan. And shoes.
You what?
Go and put your trainers on, Flip. I've an inkling where to find the owner.
So we're not going to the theatre then?
Not just yet. The doors are locked. And Mr. Henry Gordon Jago is definitely not at home. but I know where he will be.
Henry who?
I must say you've outdone yourself this time, Harry. The pastry is perfection, the filling full-bodied. Quite the most exquisite Epicurean edibles I've ever enjoyed in this here establishment.
Thank you, Mr. Jago. It's just the regular steak and kidney.
Well, then perhaps it's simply the knowledge that the bill will hardly make a dent in my coffers. Professor, would you like another serving?
Henry, it's very generous of you. But I must admit, I've had my fill. Around about 3 courses ago.
Well, it's just me then. And another round of drinks.
Certainly, Mr. Jago.
Take one for yourself, Ellie.
Thank you. I'll just get your glasses. It's not our end, Professor. Is he, possessed?
I heard that. I am possessed only of a charitable character and magnanimous munificence to a fault.
It does appear that his good fortune has had a transformative effect.
Sorry, Mr. Jago, but, given what we're used to, I can't help but worry. Shall be a mo.
I've never had so much spare lucre. It does a fella's heart the world of good to spend freely, without counting the halfpennies.
I just advise you exercise some care. After all, you don't know when this particular revenue stream is likely to dry up. Put something aside for a rainy day.
It can rain from now till Christmas, and it still wouldn't empty my pockets.
Your drinks. And I found something else to accompany them.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm pleased to see my instincts were not wrong.
Oh, my word. It's you. Doctor, what a pleasant surprise.
George. Henry, no, don't get up. I can see you're occupied. Allow me to introduce my associate, Flip.
Hiya.
Enraptured, elated and enchanted as I am to clap my papers on you again, Doctor. Please excuse me as I finish off Miss Hasten's superlative savouries.
Is there something wrong with him?
What's the young lad saying? Philip, was it?
Lads? Oi, Whiskers, do you want to wear that pie?
No, I didn't get a word of it.
Who are these two again?
As Her Majesty Queen Victoria watches the sun set over her empire, you're sure to find Mr. Henry Jago and Professor George Lightfoot ensconced in the Red Tavern.
Can I get some refreshments for you both?
Not forgetting the inestimable Miss Higson, our hostess.
Ooh, do you do cocktails?
Flip, ginger ale. And one for me, please, Ellie.
Certainly, Doctor.
Oh, it's like going to the pub with your teacher.
Well, I hope I am providing some form of education for you.
You have a new ward, Doctor?
Yes. And I was intending to show Flip the delights of the music hall.
But it was all closed up, so we've come here instead. I get it. It's like an oldie, worldie gastropub. Reminds me of a few dives I've been in around Camberwell.
Manners, Flip.
Oh, don't get me wrong. They were very nice dives, but I'm sure your theatre would have been nicer.
Stage door's this way, Bella. Here we are, the new Regency. You must be Mr...
Your director. Yes. Thank you for coming. Both of you.
Always good to get work, sir, wherever it might be.
Usually we get the script ahead of time. To prepare, you know.
Do not concern yourselves. Miss...
Bella.
And I'm Peter.
Mine is a work in progress. A piece of constant change and improvement. That is why I like to use the finest young talent.
I don't know about that, sir. Bella and me, we ain't never done a proper theatre before.
I am ahead of my time. Bringing the art into the modern age. If you'd like to enter, we can begin.
Do you need that thing, too?
The blue box. Is it a prop?
Oh, no. It has already played its part. Please, after you. Enter the doctor. Stage left.
So you see, theatre has been closed all month. Fella paid up front. Extremely generously.
Why go to all that trouble and not let anyone in to see it?
Sounds like a vanity project. It may be that the author is fully aware of the limitations of his talent.
And he doesn't want it confirmed by an audience. Mm. I understand he styles himself a patron of the arts. A budding playwright and actor himself. He sought Henry out.
Obviously, my reputation precedes me. The fellow's simply looking to hone his skills. Who am I to stand in the way of the muse?
Especially a particularly well-paid muse.
news.
While the rest of us must continue our honest toil to earn a living. Do take my seat, young lady. I really shall be on my way.
Young lady, is it? Why didn't you say? Henry Gordon Jago at your service, miss.
Miss Philippa Jackson. They're brilliant, Doctor. Miles better than the London Dungeon. Where did you find him?
A little respect, please, Flip. My friends are not some novelty act wheeled out for your entertainment.
Another brown and mild in this direction, Miss Hickson, as quick as you like. My throat's as dry as Gunga Din's padukas.
Professor Lightfoot is London's foremost pathologist.
Oh, doctor, please.
There's no ailment so mysterious or cause of death so macabre that the good professor here can't work it out.
If only that were true. At this very moment, I've several bodies in the morgue which defy all explanations.
People are eating.
It is rather delicate. The contents of Henry's pie were closer to life than the poor cadavers on my table.
Well, they're not recent, then.
On the contrary. We've identified one as walking and talking only last week. Mm. But the corpse is as dried out and desiccated as if it had lain a century in the tomb.
Fascinating. Might we take a look?
Oh, I've no objection. You do tend to bring a fresh perspective, Doctor. It's a complete indigo.
No offence, Professor, but I'd rather go see Mr. Jago's secret play than dead bodies.
Then, if he has no objection, I'll leave you in Henry's capable hands.
Not at all, Doctor. A pleasure to show off my theatre. I'll just finish here, then I'll show Miss Flip the curtain ropes, as it were.
Until later, Henry. Miss Jackson?
Bye, Flip. Shan't be long.
Oh, I know. A mystery to solve. You can't resist. Off you go.
Flip, eh? You're of an acrobatic bent, perhaps. I knew a contortionist once used to tie her ankles round her neck while reciting all the kings and queens of England. Alice, the old gate Amazonian. Do you have a hankering to tread the boards yourself, young lady?
Well, it's not really my thing, no. But I'd like a look around.
Excellent. First things first, though. Ellie, bring my friend a refill. Now, Flip, what would you say to pudding?
I'd say hello, pudding.
Thank you, Inspector. Down here, Doctor. You remember the way?
Ah, the whiff of carbolic. I'm more familiar with these places than I'd like.
You and I both, Doctor. Mm. We spend more time with death in all its various forms than is healthy.
And these are the poor unfortunates, I presume, on the slabs?
Yes. This one? Ooh. And this one? And this one, too.
Oh, my.
I've cleaned them up somewhat. They were covered with soil from the building sites where they were found.
The extensions to Baker Street Station. Loosely covered, but not buried, you said?
No. It's as if they were meant to be found. Mm. You can see the faces. Mummified. Teeth, hair, fingernails, all intact.
Have you identified them?
Only this one so far. Suzanne MacDonald. A youngster. Barely 20. She'd come down from Edinburgh seeking fame and fortune.
20, you say? But her body's aged centuries. All the life's wrung out of it.
Her landlady noticed she was missing. She recognised the pendant. Inspector Quick is continuing inquiries along similar lines. But there are so many of them. Aspiring actors. They come and go without trace.
I know death hath 10,000 several doors for men to take their exits. Young women, too. So very young. What are these?
Yes. That's yet another unusual thing. Yeah? The clothes they were found in. They're rather odd.
These materials... They're not of this time or this place.
I thought they were some kind of masquerade costume. Look at the labels. We found them pinned inside the collars.
1 week's hire, 3 and 6.
Look at the other side.
Oh, no.
You see those symbols? I can't make head or tail of them.
But I can. High Gallifreyan. The writing of my own people. Not only that, I recognize these clothes. They're remarkably similar to those worn by several of my travelling companions a long, long time ago.
I'm sorry? They're what?
A lady's velvet suit A stewardess uniform? Yellow overalls? Oh, they're not exact replicas, a little stylized, but near enough so I would recognize them, which I imagine is the intent.
But that's simply bizarre. To kill them and dress them like friends of yours.
Or the other way around. And then to leave the bodies in close proximity to an old address of mine. Several addresses, in fact.
Baker Street? But why on earth would anyone want to do such a thing?
Why indeed? Someone is sending a message. A very personal message to me.
Good. We shall essay this final scene again, using the very special stage effects I have prepared.
Yes, Mr. Yardvale, sir. Is it part of this modern theatre?
Indeed. It enhances the experience for everyone. Now, Peter, I want you to inhabit the role of the seafarer, Benjamin. And Bella?
Yes, sir.
Pollyanna may be brave and feisty, but now you are lost in an icy wilderness. And you have discovered the prone body of the infamous explorer you accompany. I am he, expiring in the snow. Fear, confusion, desperation. All these emotions should be uppermost in your mind.
What's that?
Just a moment. Is there someone at the back?
Just me, sir. I took the liberty of entering my own theatre, giving the tour to a friend of a friend. Do carry on.
You're doing what?
Thought we'd see how the show's going. You know. Don't mind, do you?
Not at all, Mr. Jago. We were about to begin our dress rehearsal. Take your seats on the front row. You and your companion. Who might you be?
Hiya. I'm Flip. Philippa? Jackson?
Perhaps you'd like to join us on stage. I'm sure Bella wouldn't mind an understudy.
No, thanks. You're all right. I don't really like being the centre of attention. Not on stage, anyway.
Well, really? You had me fooled. Such a spirited lassie. The Doctor doesn't tend to associate with shrinking violets.
Yeah. I'm normally up for anything, but it's just something that happened a long time ago. Year 3 talent show. Got on stage and completely forgot what I was supposed to say.
Happens to the best of us. My old mucker, Danvers Carlyle. Face like a Michelangelo, memory like a leaky bucket. Usually had the rest of the cast saying his lines for him by Wednesday matinee. Mind you, he did like a gin.
I was 8. Everyone was laughing. The thought of going up there under the spotlight gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I understand. The theatrical life is not for everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where are my manners? I haven't introduced you. This gentleman here...
Please allow me. My name is Yardvale. Mr. Timothy Yardvale.
Yardvale? Does Yardvale Costumiers mean anything to you?
That's the name of the fellow who's hired out Henry's theatre. How could you possibly link him to these dead bodies?
Well, that's how this writing translates, with an address.
An odd sort of shop the prince's stationery in the foreign language. How is anyone supposed to find out about them?
The name's not meant for anyone. It's directed at me and me alone. Oh, it's blatant, obvious. He wants me to know.
You mean to say you're acquainted with this fellow?
In a way.
I take it from your tone he's not someone you'd invite along to your bridge club.
Absolutely not, George. Chances are he'd have a stacked deck and the ace of spades sitting up both his sleeves.
A rum character, then?
The rummest of the rum. Come on, the theatre. We haven't a moment to lose.
Dig deep. Find the emotion.
Doctor? Where are you?
Here, my boy.
Oh, Doctor. Whatever's the matter?
My body is old and frail. You might even say that if it were a suit of clothes, it would be wearing thin.
No, don't say that. We'll see you right back to our ship.
Alas, my time is done. The old must make way for the new.
It's affecting stuff, eh? quite a privilege for us to have front row seats. Don't believe Yardvale's ever let anyone watch before.
I can't say I've seen anything like it.
There. Good show. Go on, help him up.
Keep yourselves warm. Yes. Help me back to our ship. Only there can I rest.
Poor old fellow.
Mr. Yardvale, he looks different. Is that a wig?
Must say, I'm quite carried away by the emotion of it all.
Please, don't die, Doctor.
Don't die!
More emotion! Give me all your emotion!
A unique performance.
It's sad. So, so sad.
Hurry, George. I only hope we're not too late.
Who is this man? I take it Yardvale is an alien.
It's barely even that. He calls himself the Valiard, a title used for a learned court prosecutor among my own people.
He's one of your people? From our home planet?
He's very close to me indeed.
Is he family?
I'll explain, George. But first, we need to make sure our friends are safe. Oh! Locked.
This way, Doctor. Anyone who used the stage door.
Ah!
Flip! Henry! Flip!
She's here, the front row.
Yeah? Is it time for ice cream? I was dreaming about ice cream.
Oh, thank goodness. Flip, wake up.
Doctor, where's the fire?
What happened, miss?
I was watching the show. I can't have been all that. I nodded off. But wait, it was more like zoning out.
You met the producer?
Mr. Yardvale.
Ah.
Yeah, he offered me a part, but I don't really do that kind of thing.
Doctor, this is starting...
Where's the lights gone? He had a gizmo at the back of the stage, like one of them, what's it, organs.
Wurlitzer?
Whatever. It was making this really weird noise, like funny flashing lights. And that must have been what zonked me out.
George, take a look. See if you can find anything.
There's nothing. Just a lot of paper.
So the play was most definitely not the thing. Can you remember what it was about?
Not really. Just that it was weird. The actors weren't doing that much, but it felt really intense.
A machine, you say? There's nothing like that here now. Nothing at all.
Sounds like this gizmo induced a form of hypnosis. Some kind of psychic apparatus, perhaps? Or a weapon?
Doctor, where's Henry?
He's a little rough around the edges, I grant you. There's no finer alehouse in all of London. Well, there's that little place off Whitechapel High Street. And that taproom in Petticoat Lane. Oh, and,
Oh, they do nothing!
And stay out! Mr. Shago, back so soon.
You know me, Ellie. Can't stay away. Here, this is the fella I was telling you about. Mr. Yardvale, Miss Higson.
Delighted to make your acquaintance.
Thank you, sir. And I... Yours. You know, you're terribly familiar to me, Mr...
Yardvale.
Oh, sorry, sir. It's an odd sensation I get sometimes.
Ah, Miss Higson can be very sensitive to people's auras. That kind of thing.
Of course. I can tell at a glance that this young woman's senses are more refined than most.
Ellie, my dear, why don't you go ahead and line us up a pair of your most luscious libations? Mr. Yardvale's had a hard afternoon treading the sacred boards.
Of course, Mr. Jago. Sorry, don't know what came over me.
Follow me, Yardvale, man. After all the generous backing you've provided, the least I can do is use some of it to buy you a drink.
That's very kind, Henry.
And you can tell me how you achieved those remarkable effects.
Are they all the same thing, Doctor?
I believe so. Pages of script. Discarded or deliberately placed, I wonder. The Valyard does nothing without nefarious purpose. Check everywhere, George.
Valyard? You mean Yardvale? He gave me some pages too when he asked if I wanted to read in.
And you didn't. Well, that's not like you, Flip.
I get stage fright.
I'm amazed. I thought you weren't afraid of anything.
Yeah, well, blame Miss Wilkinson in year three. She gave me this great long poem to recite about dogs in the sea or something. Then I got double homework for talking in class, so I never managed to learn it. Ended up looking like a right lemon in front of the whole school. I just stood there, mouth open, wanting the stage to open up and swallow me.
Oh, Flip.
It was the longest 45 seconds of my life. Then I was out the hall like a shot, locked myself in the toilet. I was so embarrassed. I'd rather have done nursery rhymes, though, to be honest, I can never remember them either.
Here, more pages in the wings. But no sign of Henry.
Thank you, George. They appear to come from different stories. But look at the titles. They're the same.
Death of a Prydonian.
Sounds like some sort of dinosaur.
In a way. It's a Time Lord cast. My society is divided between various houses. It follows you all the way through the academy.
What, like Hufflepuff and Slytherin?
I suppose. And I am a Prydonian.
I haven't the faintest idea what either of you are talking about. I'm more concerned about Henry's whereabouts.
Well, look at them. The same scene. It's not numbered, just headed the final act. But the settings are inconsistent.
An Arctic wasteland. Snow falls and wind howls.
And this one calls for a grassy field in the English countryside. The Prydonian has fallen from a great height. His friends rush to his side.
This one's in an army base. It's going on about giant spiders.
Of course. They're all about me. George, you understand, because you've met me with another face before.
Hold up. Is that what?
I change, Flip.
Well, that's good to know. Nothing against the coat, but there are some places we might go where you don't want to look like an explosion in a rainbow factory.
No, I don't just mean my clothes. It's part of being a Time Lord. When necessary, every cell in my body can regenerate into an entirely new form, a new face, a new personality. I've done it several times before.
It's true. When I first met the Doctor, he was an entirely different man.
Well, you said when necessary. And when would that be, exactly?
In circumstances such as those described in these very pages. These scenes are all echoes of how I died.
Excuse me, Mum. That's him, is it? The one doing the open auditions?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Yardvale. Seems like a nice enough fella.
I'll maybe go along and introduce myself.
You're another one who fancies himself as a bit of an actor.
I thought I'd try my hand at it, yeah.
I'll warn you, this place is full of them. Aspiring thespians. And there are dozens of places just like this all over London. It's not something you should pin your hopes on. Get yourself an honest trade instead. They're always looking for strong young men down the docks.
I should try. My sister Susie always said I should give it a go.
Well, I can't stop you. I mean, you've already come a long way to seek your fortune. Sleeper train from Scotland, is it?
Edinburgh. Got in first light. Followed my sister. It kind of runs in the family. Drew MacDonald. Ellie, isn't it?
It is. Nice to meet you, Drew. But like I said, you can't pin your hopes. There's hundreds of you lot, but only so many places on the stage.
Well, that's why I'm after any chance I can get.
Here, tell you what. These drinks are for those two, Mr. Jago and Mr. Yardvale. Why don't you take them over for me?
Oh, thank you, Ellie. Wish me luck.
It's the only lead we have, the address of this costume shop.
But if he left that message for you, if he left all these clues, he's going to know you're coming.
Miss Jackson's right, Doctor. It could all be a trap.
Oh, I'm certain it's a trap. The last thing he'd expect me to do is walk straight in. And then, of course, the Valyard has me at the worst disadvantage possible.
What? It's not like you to admit someone has one over on you.
Well, he knows everything I'm going to do, because he's me.
What?
Oh, this might be a difficult concept for you both to comprehend. But the Valyard is a distillation of all my negative impulses. He exists somewhere between my penultimate and final regenerations. He's a corruption, an aberration, a dark side.
Oh, I get it.
Really?
I too have some understanding, Doctor. I spent much of my youth in Peking. Chinese philosophy speaks of yin and yang, a balance between light and dark.
He's Darth Vader.
It's a little more subtle than that.
Well, he's you, if you turn to the dark side.
All right, if that helps you to grasp the concept. I'd have thought Star Wars a little old hat for you, Flip.
Me? No, I love Jar Jar.
Oh.
Regardless, as I understand it, one aspect cannot exist without the other. They are complementary rather than opposing forces.
Outrage born of compassion. Anger stirred by a sense of justice. There's some truth that the best and worst qualities can work in tandem.
Only you mustn't let it overpower you.
There are dimensions where there exist dark reflections of us all. Even you, Flip.
I'm Darth Vader.
In a multiverse of infinite possibility, there must be realities where I did succumb. I don't know exactly where the Valyar came from, but he draws his power from my shadow.
And he's here now. Playing some terrible game.
It's true. I'm quite literally my own worst enemy.
My card, Mr. MacDonald. The shop is quite conspicuous once you find the street. Yardvale Costumiers. Come along tonight.
Thank you, sir. I'll be there.
Not before 8, please.
Right, sir. Thank you, sir.
So that's your business, is it? Wouldn't think there'd be that much to be made from the rag trade.
It is only one of very many interests.
Yeah, that's the way to amass a fortune, eh? Diversification.
You might say I'm a self-made man.
Very magnanimous of you, giving these youngsters their first opportunity. Those two today...
Peter and Bella, yes, very promising, full of potential.
It was quite overpowering, very lifelike. The effects at the end... Actually, where did the two of them vanish to?
They retired, exhausted, after giving their all. My protégés all seem destined for greater things. Some only last one or two performances before they move on.
I have to say, the intensity suits a short presentation. Puts me in mind of Bertie Baines and his parakeet Inferno. Always leave them wanting more.
Yeah, good idea.
No, for the life of me, I couldn't actually tell you what happened at the end.
And you, Mr. Jago, you must have a craving yourself, providing introductions to your artistes, effusively entertaining and eruditely epigrammatic as they are. That cannot be all you aspire to.
There was a time, as a younger man, I thought one day... No, I must accept it. I shall never play the Dane.
But it's not too late for Lear, the man driven mad by his nearest and dearest. You've a military bearing, Henry. Did anyone ever tell you?
Well, it has been remarked upon.
I have a part in my most recent rewrites. You wouldn't mind reading in, just to see how it sounds?
What about that young fellow just now?
The Scotsman? Oh, don't worry. I've something in mind for him. No, for this particular scene, I also need a young woman to play Miss Smith. Someone with spirit.
What about that girl today, Bella?
As I said, she is feeling rather drained.
I hope you didn't mind being disturbed by young Drew. Can I get you gents a refill?
You know what, Yardvale, old chap? I've just had a capital idea.
Mr. Jago, why are you looking at me like that?
Ellie, my dear. Have you ever considered a career on the stage?
Locked. Only to be expected.
It's odd. I've walked down this alley 100 times, but I never noticed this shop from before.
There's been some urban renewal over here.
Yeah, broken brickwork. As if there's been a demolition to make room.
Here, if there's bricks just laying around... The door's not the only way in.
Flip, wait!
That's like no glass I've ever seen before.
No. Oh, this window's more like a force field.
We can see inside. Look, racks and racks of costumes.
Not just any costume. They're all the same. Mm. It's your coat, Doctor. Hanger after hanger, hundreds of copies. Wonder how many tailors went mad making that lot.
He's mocking me.
Clothes maketh not the man.
From what you said before, you can make of yourself whatever the heck if you want it.
Oh, shush, you two. He knows I'm running in circles, chasing my own tail, chasing my own coat tails.
So, we're no wiser than we were. And Henry's still missing.
I won't have it. I won't. You said he was playing a game, George. But innocent people have died.
Well, it's not your fault, Doctor. You couldn't
have... Have you been listening to a word I said? Of course it's my fault. He's me.
All right, don't bite me head off. I think we should go back to the theatre. See if Mr. Jago's turned up.
Good idea. Come, Doctor. I'll find a cab.
I have returned. I have defeated the arachnid creatures which swarmed across our world. I tracked the queen to her lair, but the poisonous atmosphere was too much.
The giant spiders have all been defeated. My men have driven them out of it. It's a bit far-fetched, this one, isn't it?
Stick to the script, Henry, please.
Where do you want me to stand, Mr. Yardvale?
There, until I fall to the floor. Then come to my side. I think I need to increase the intensity of our special effects, and all will become clearer.
Clear. I see.
Let us continue from where we left off. I have been your dear friend and advisor through so many adventures as we defended your world together. And now my body is ravaged by radiation coursing through my cells.
Lady, what?
Shush. It's sad. It's ever so sad, sir. Doctor.
Do not weep, Miss Smith. While I still breathe, there is a modicum of hope.
I say, it looks like it's happening all over again.
Don't die, please! Don't die, Doctor!
Try, old man. You've got to hold on.
No!
Don't
please
die!
Please, don't die!
Please!
Don't die!
Stop!
Don't
stop! Stop this at once!
Henry! Henry! Move away, Mr. Yardley!
He's not who you think.
Arriving in the nick of time. I might have known, Doctor. Of course. It's what you always do.
Whatever you're up to, Valiard, this is between you and me. Leave everyone else out of it.
Henry!
Flip, George, get Henry and Ellie away from that contraption.
Here, it's all right. It's going to be all right.
Thank you, miss.
Oh, Professor, is that you?
You could never help yourself, could you? They were always involved at all your regenerations. These humans, providing an audience for your final scenes. Melodrama always requires spectators.
I did nothing to harm them. I had no say over the circumstances.
But I remember. I feel the shades of those regenerations. The fear, the suffering, the pain.
They've passed out.
I can't wake them.
Au revoir, Doctor. This psychic extraction was the last rehearsal for the final act.
This machine, I need to stop its influence before it bleeds them dry.
Where's Yardvale gone?
The stage opened up and swallowed him.
What?
Trap door. It's down here.
Flip!
I'm on it, Doctor. I'll see where he went. You turn that gizmo off.
Flip, no! Oh!
Doctor! Henry and Ellie!
One thing at a time. I'm trying to shut it down. Psychic extraction? Now, where have I heard that before? Ah, there.
I'm all right, Professor. You look to Mr. Jago.
Oh.
Yes, your metabolism is higher than most, Miss Hickson. Hey, let me help you. There we are.
Another turn on the merry-go-round. Ma.
Oh, thank heavens.
Oh, please, Ma. One more turn. Oh.
It's all right, old friend. Sleep for now. There's something else.
What?
In Henry's top pocket. An envelope. Addressed to you, Doctor.
Hurry up, girl. Where are you? Perhaps you need a little help.
He must be around here somewhere. right? You scarper like a frightened rat. I remember this street. I know exactly where you're going. And what do you know? This time it's unlocked. Always worth a try. Hello? Anyone at home? Hey, are you all right? You're half buried in these costumes. What happened?
Who are you?
I'm Flip. Don't worry, I'm going to get you out of here.
Someone must have jumped me. I came here looking for Mr. Yardvale. 8 o'clock, he said. The door was open, so I came in and...
Well, you don't want to be looking for him. He's dangerous. A grade A mentalist.
I was right. I thought he might be a wrong, and that's why I came.
You what?
Drew MacDonald. I was looking for my sister, Susie. She came down to London to make a name for herself.
Well, no one wants their name in his show. Come on, can you walk?
People are saying... Well, she disappeared after she went to meet him.
I'm sorry. I can't explain now, but the sooner I get you back to my friend... Ow!
And here you are, right on cue. Fearless, feisty Philippa Jackson.
Yeah? And I know who you really are.
I'm afraid you won't be going anywhere. Not until you've had your final curtain call. I think you've both got one great performance in you.
Hold on. You've got another one of those things.
This is the fully functional model. I needed to make some adjustments. I left a prototype in the theatre. Unfortunately, it had difficulty discharging Henry and Miss Higson, but it served its purpose. I obtained what I needed from it. I obtained you.
You knew I'd come after you.
You didn't think beyond following me into my lair, into my TARDIS?
You're what? I wanted to, but...
And where do you imagine acting without thinking will get you? Oh, my dear Flip. If you never look before you leap, then one day you're liable to fall a very long way indeed.
It's an invitation.
What does it say?
Congratulations, you've been awarded an exclusive front row seat at the premiere of Death of the Doctor, starring Mr. Timothy Yardvale, Mr. Andrew MacDonald, and introducing the prodigious talent of Miss Philippa Jackson.
True. He asked after Mr. Yardvale at the tavern.
Suzanne MacDonald. The girl in your mortuary, George.
She came to London just a few days ago.
His sister. I remember now. She came to the tavern, celebrating getting a job. What are you saying, Professor? She's dead?
Oh, Ellie, I'm sorry. Miss MacDonald is one of the bodies we identified.
I fear the others may also have been known to you. Tell me, do you know of any other aspiring actors who've vanished in the last few weeks?
Vanished? They're always coming and going. They move around, you know it is with theatre folk. Oh, come to think of it, Tommy. Now, Johnny. Bella, we never knew.
I'm afraid these unfortunate youngsters went nowhere. The Valiard bled them dry, using their life force to sustain his own obscene existence. Oh, but they're human. Their lives are little more than mayflies to a Time Lord.
Those poor, poor children.
Doctor, what can we do to find Miss Jackson?
The only thing you can do, all three of you, is leave me to face him alone.
We can't possibly...
Henry is not as hardy as Ellie. I suspect his constitution afforded some protection, but he needs to recover. You must both take him to safety.
If you insist.
I do.
But what about Miss Flip?
He'll be keeping her alive, I know that at least.
How do you know?
Look at the invitation. She's got star billing.
We can't just
He'll kill you as soon as look at you. I don't want that on my conscience too.
This is a production I've played in several times before. A courtroom drama, if you will. I am extremely familiar with the role. How do I look?
Nice bow tie. Spotted red kerchief.
Yes, not my taste, but needs must. How are your costumes, Miss Jackson?
I like my coat. And my tunic. It's all very futury.
Very good. Very compliant. Your scripts. You play the part of a mathematical genius. Don't worry, it's acting.
Zoe. Genius.
While Mr. MacDonald essays James McCrimmon, piper of the Clan MacLaren and veteran of Culloden, and currently my most loyal and long-standing companion.
A kilt? I'm wearing a kilt.
Traditional dress, without the dirk.
Doctor? You're the doctor?
That's it, Miss Jackson. You have the advantage when it comes to getting into character. If you're both ready, we're about to take the stage. Our audience awaits.
A neat trick, but I know how it's done.
Good evening. A full house, I see. Are you seated comfortably? Then we shall begin.
Oh, do get on with it. Where's Flip? Ah, I see. Zoe and Jamie, I suppose?
Indulge me a moment while my assistants set the stage.
Wheel out your mind-sucking apparatus, you mean? You've been indulged for far too long already, Valliard.
Imagine, if you will, a courtroom. A race of beings so powerful and terrifying, they can control the passage of time.
I believe I am familiar with the backstory.
I play a member of that race. A creature so pathetic, so afraid, that all he does is run. He runs and runs until he has no choice but to ask for help. And when his people find him, he will face the ultimate sanction. And he will desert his friend.
Doctor, we don't want to leave you.
It is out of my hands, my dear. Goodbye.
But will we ever see you again?
I'm afraid not, Jamie. Zoe, I have to abandon you now.
I'll always remember you.
No, you'll have to forget. You won't have a choice.
That's not how it was.
Perhaps you'd like to play the role of prosecutor. I'm sure you remember the sentence.
No. Please, don't walk away, Doctor.
I'm stopping this right now. I'm sorry, Valliard, but if you were hoping for a West End transfer, I'm glad to disappoint.
No, please, no.
Switch off your machine. Release Flip and the boy. Oh, I'll come up there and do it myself. Oh, I remember now. I've heard of this technology. The Red House.
Slow on the uptake, but you get there in the end. I've made my own modifications, of course. No further, Doctor, or I'll accelerate the process.
Don't leave us! Please, don't go!
Why are you doing this? Human lives can't possibly sustain you.
No, they're just the trigger. The trigger for me to remember.
I can sense it. I feel what you feel. You're drawing negative emotion. Darkness. Well, good luck with Flip. She hasn't an evil thought in her head.
You might even dispense with the adjective.
Don't leave us, Doctor!
Please, don't go!
Silence! You can cease your pathetic efforts. It was the Doctor I wanted, and now I have him. Let me reverse the polarity. Those emotions you sense, they're not coming from her. They're coming from me.
What?
Do you remember all your regenerations, Doctor? The fear, the grief, the confusion. I do. I've been reliving them and saving it all for you. Remember, Doctor.
It's feeding back, overwhelming my mind.
To render it vulnerable, to strip it down to raw emotion.
Oh, those poor people. I saw bodies sucked dry of life.
All collateral damage to create a lure. It's your fault.
No! It was you. I knew it was you.
And how does that make you feel? Indignant? Infuriated?
As soon as I arrived, you were desperate to give yourself away.
Precisely. I could be as obvious as I liked. Because I knew you were always going to arrive here.
You used human beings like worms on a hook. You're monstrous.
Now we have outrage, anger. Yes, Doctor! Give me more!
Here. Drink this.
Something medicinal in it, Professor.
Only water. How are you feeling now, Henry?
Well, still a trifle unsteady on my pins. Apart from that, and the fella playing a drum behind me temples, I'd say I've escaped unscathed.
Well, given that everyone else this Valiard fellow worked his machine on has shriveled to a husk, you both got off remarkably lightly.
I suppose she's stronger than she looks, our Ellie. And it'd take more than that devilish degenerate had to offer to render my fine physique defunct.
The doctor mentioned your constitution. Something about the hydroxyl compounds and complex carbohydrates in your system slowing the process.
The what and the what, Professor?
From what I understood, he was referring to the alcohol and pastry you'd recently consumed.
Steak and kidney pies and the Red Tavern's finest ales? That's what saved me.
Professor!
He's much better, Ellie. Look, I only wish there was something we could do to help the doctor.
Oh, there is. I was coming to tell you.
What's going on downstairs?
I told the customers some of what happened. About this Mr. Yard Vale taking advantage. They look after their own.
But Ellie...
We can't leave the doctor alone out there. The way I see it, he said that this Vale Yard was eating up emotions. Well, let's give him a big serving of what we think. Feed him fit to bursting.
That sounds terribly dangerous.
You stay here. Look after Mr. Jago, if you like. We're going to the Regency. All of us.
Right. What's more, up to the breach, Ellie.
Good Lord. Henry, what are you doing?
I stand with the denizens of the theatre. Safety in numbers, eh, Professor? Besides, I'm fortified by those victuals, remember? Come along.
You will stop this!
Look at you! Self-righteous, pompous, arrogant, all your worst qualities. All nourishment for my soul.
I will stop you. I will destroy you.
Our courtroom confrontations were pure ambrosia to me. But I know you can go further.
Doctor, this is what he wants. The dark side of the Force, remember?
I told you to be quiet, Miss Jackson.
Well, now you've turned your gizmo on him. I'm not listening to you.
Leave her alone!
Even better. You're stirring yet more indignation. Ah, Doctor, isn't this what theatre is all about? Truth, death, the revelation of oneself.
No! Theatre is joy. Uniting people in a catharsis of morality, collective emotion and experience. Yes, there may be pain, there may be grief, but it is a burden shared.
Maudlin claptrap.
This is a corruption of the art. That's all you know, isn't it? Corruption, degradation, ruin of me, of everything I hold dear.
Doctor, please calm down.
I can never be calm while that abomination stalks my every move.
Fury, Doctor? Yes, I'll take fury too. Let it carry you away. I am finding your performance exhilarating.
I will never succumb to being you.
And the firmer you stand, the more I fortify myself.
Right, I've had enough of this. You two, look at me. Ba-ba, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. One for the doctor and one down the drain. And one for the lost boy who lives on Drury Lane.
Flip?
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. Horses, no wonder. Must have been difficult walking the hymns.
Flip? Have you lost your mind?
Ring a ring of roses, a theatre full of posers. I wish you would all fall down.
Don't stop now, Doctor. Ignore her.
What are you doing?
Distracting you. Mary had a little lamb. She tied it to a pylon.
I thought you couldn't stand the idea of being on stage.
Me. Focus on me. Turn your anger on me.
Well, I didn't have much choice, did I? Not once Mr. Tall, Dark and Horrible hypnotised me into wearing this get-up.
Oh, Flip, I'm sorry.
She's an irrelevance. If you like, I'll tell you what becomes of her.
Oh, be silent. You've had all you're going to get from me.
Giving up, Doctor?
Flip has reminded me. Sometimes I must stop before it goes too far. She stood there doing something that terrifies her. Just to bring me back to myself.
That's it, Doctor. Reason. Logic. Use your brains.
My hearts were full of rage, but now... Well, they're bursting with pride.
How sentimental. That's why you'll never have the strength to do what's necessary. To be like me. That's why you must change.
You know the biggest difference between us? I have friends to look after me. You're on your own, Valiard. You always will be.
Doctor! Miss Flip!
Friends! And it seems an angry mob.
There's the comb!
Ellie, where am I? What's happened?
Young man, over here. You too, Miss Jackson.
It seems the critics are in.
No matter. Forgive me if I don't stay for the explosive finale.
Running out on your own production, Valiard. The emotion a little too real for you?
It's that infernal contraption that did it. Smash it!
No! Henry, wait!
Be certain of one thing, Doctor. This is not over.
Doctor, that gizmo don't sound too healthy.
Explosive. Oh, no, everybody! Away from that machine, now!
You what?
Yeah, I generally find it advisable to do as the Doctor orders. Come on, Ellie.
I don't know what's happening.
Here, take my hand. Let's just get off this stage.
And the rest of you. You heard the man. What is it, Doctor?
Come on, George. The machine is booby-trapped. It's going to...
You think you defeated me? You pitiful human vermin. I have already done it. I have taken what I wanted. Now, all I require from you, Doctor, is that you live out your life. I am renewed. I have achieved the absolute apogee of my potential in this universe. I have never been so powerful. I can win! Oh, yes, Doctor! I can win!
You all right? They all think Yardvale got blown up. That shop disappeared, of course. His TARDIS.
Of course. I wonder, what is it I do that makes me hate myself quite so much?
I wouldn't take it personally.
But the Valiard is me. How can I not take it personally?
Yeah, but he's the dark side. His bad is your good, and you're brilliant. Stands to reason why he can't bear the sight of you.
You know, sometimes, just sometimes, you are a very sensible young lady. How are you, Flip?
I'm all right. Luckier than Drew and the others anyway. They lost people. When he's fixed the theatre, Mr. Jago's given the rest of Yardvale's money to the families.
Dear old Henry.
Can't say the experience has done much for my stage fright, though.
Well, I don't know. You looked quite at home up there in the limelight.
I was trying to do something that'd make Darth Vader clear up.
And he did. But despite the best efforts of yourself and everyone else, he's reinvigorated himself. Feasted on my darkest impulses. He needs to be strong for some reason. I don't know what that reason is. Yet.
I've never seen you look so worried.
With good reason, Flip. There'll be a final reckoning for one of us. Of that, I'm sure.
Look, Professor. We haven't missed him.
He's at the TARDIS. Doctor!
Can't you go and hunt him down? Head him off before...
I can't. He's my future, remember? He'll find me when he's ready. Henry! George! Thank you as ever for your help. Please express my gratitude to Ellie, too. We should be on our way.
You two, tell him. He can't keep blaming himself for everything Yardvale did. He's not responsible.
Miss Jackson is correct. Day cannot exist without night, and vice versa. Perhaps you shouldn't fight too strenuously, Doctor. We must embrace the darkness to see the light.
I don't know about you. There's nothing I'd like to embrace more than a tankard at the Red Tavern.
Will you both join us?
Yeah.
Another time, gentlemen. Another time.
Oh. Sorry, he's not himself. This Yardvale bloke really shook him up.
Very well, Miss Jackson. Take care of him, won't you?
She's doing a grand job already. Fearless Flip, the unflappable... felling felons and flabbergasting foes. There's space for you at the top of the bill. Any time you care to visit, young lady.
Let me take a rain check on that.
Huh?
Goodbye, Professor. Bye, Mr. Jago.
Fella locked in eternal conflict with his darker self. That's a very good idea for a play.
Yes. A shame Irving's already put it on.
What?
Richard Mansfield. Played Jekyll and Hyde at the Lyceum. Not so long ago.
Oh, of course. Nothing new under the sun, eh? Perhaps it's time for a revival. Always fancied myself as a director. Or maybe even play the lead.
I think you should probably stick with what you're best at.
Ah, Red Tavern it is then, Professor. Your round, I believe.